glory and grace.
Welcome to Moments of Inspiration, an international Christian ministry sponsored by many Christians and churches of Christ interested in sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ. Every message and program is designed to honor Jesus Christ, who is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. We invite you to listen for the next 15 minutes as we present a time of worship with inspirational songs and a biblical message brought by MOI's featured speaker, Max Pratt. Please join us now for a few moments of inspiration.
Are you planning to make New Year's resolutions? It is the tradition of many. If you are making plans to make one or more resolutions on New Year's, it is something that needs some attention because it's only a few days before that time. These resolutions are like making a promise or a covenant with ourselves. We set some boundaries or limits upon ourselves because we're convinced it is good for us. Have you given any consideration to making a resolution with the Lord? It can happen any time of the year. That is, making a covenant with God. It could happen at the midnight hour on the last day of the calendar year, but it certainly doesn't have to be made then. Before the clock strikes the midnight hour, marking the end of this calendar year, I would like for us to consider the real important resolutions.
In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my voice. I lift up my voice to the Lord, singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. I love you. In moments like these, I sing out a song. I sing out a love song to Jesus. In moments like these, I lift up my hands. I lift up my hands to the Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord. Singing, I love you, Lord.
It was written in 1896 by Palmer Hartsog. The Christians have been singing it for over 120 years. As far back as I can remember, every congregation where I have worshiped, song leaders would lead the congregation in singing it. Most of the time, when this song is led in the Assembly of the Saints, it is led in conjunction with an invitation for those present to respond to the gospel call of Jesus. The song is entitled, I Am Resolved. And I am sure that most every Christian will recognize the words of the hymn. I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, these have allured my sight. I am resolved to go to the Savior, leaving my sin and strife. He is the true one. He is the just one. He hath the words of life. I am resolved to follow the Savior, faithful and true each day. Heed what he saith, do what he willeth. He is the living way. I am resolved to enter the kingdom, leaving the paths of sin. Friends may oppose me, foes may beset me, still I will enter in. The author of the song has all who sing it making some grand commitments to the Lord Jesus. I would suggest that any portion of this song can provide some of the best New Year resolutions. When Jesus was telling his chosen apostles that he was going to be crucified upon a cross, he told these faithful followers that they would all forsake him. It was the Apostle Peter who spoke up and declared his personal allegiance to Jesus. Even if all fall away on account of you, I will never. Even if I have to die with you, I will never disown you. Matthew tells us that Peter was not the only one who made this bold statement of how he would never forsake the Lord as Jesus predicted. The rest of the disciples said the same. All of the Lord's chosen and hand-picked men with whom the Lord would entrust the gospel message were going to forsake him. Peter did exactly what the Lord said he would do. Peter denied the Lord three times that very night. And all of the other disciples fled into the darkness of the night when the mob came and arrested Jesus. Just like many of the New Year resolutions that are made with the very best intentions, Peter and his fellow disciples all failed to do what they had rather boldly claimed they would not. But let us keep in mind that the failure to keep a promise, to make good on a resolution, or live within the boundaries of a covenant, does not write the last chapter in the book of our life. Sometime in those days between the Lord's resurrection from the grave and his ascension into heaven, Jesus appeared to Peter and some of the other apostles. Jesus opened the conversation up with Peter regarding this apostle's love and his commitment to him. It was there beside the lake shore, following their breakfast, that Jesus calls Peter back into the ministry for which he had been trained. This is recorded for us in the last chapter of the Gospel of John. Do you remember when Jesus was struggling under the shadow of the cross? He and his apostles were in the Garden of Gethsemane. While Jesus was praying, the disciples slept. And Jesus said, "The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak." I think then that Jesus recognized the willingness of these men to be faithful disciples to him. He also knew that the physical man would not always accomplish all that the Spirit was willing to do. Our fallen nature as humans has us vulnerable to this world. I am resolved. What do we need to resolve with Jesus? The answer to that question is as personal as it gets. Just as the Lord knew that his chosen few would leave him alone to face his accusers at the end, he knows where our hearts are and where lies our covenants. I hope and pray that this day, right now, that everyone who hears my voice will give honest consideration to making the resolutions that are needed for Jesus to be the King of your life and the Savior of your soul. There is no need to wait until New Year's Eve. It is possible to make a commitment to Jesus if today you have faith that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And if you believe that with all your heart, then a repentance from any kind of a sinful life and an obedience to the Lord in baptism is the initial response that must be made to have the blessed hope of eternal life. Is your faith strong enough to make that resolution? When Philip the evangelist taught the Ethiopian treasurer about Jesus as they traveled down the desert road, faith in Jesus Christ came into the heart of the man as he heard the word of God. The man wanted to respond to his faith in Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God. And when they came to the water, Philip baptized him into Christ. Sins were washed away by the blood of Jesus, and the hope of a new life now lived in the heart of this new disciple. Do you need to learn more about Jesus? We have study materials available to help you make your own personal resolution to following Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
I stand to praise you. But I fall to my knees. My spirit is willing, but my flesh is so weak. like the fire in my soul. Spirit moves right through me like a mighty rushing wind, like the fire in my soul.
Thank you for tuning into Moments of Inspiration. This ministry exists to honor Jesus and to encourage you in your walk of faith with Him. For more information, you can visit our website, momentsofinspiration.org. We offer free of charge a modern English version of the Bible. We also offer the New Life Behavioral Studies as a correspondence course. These studies help us understand the value of knowing Jesus and living the Christian life. If you're interested in these or other studies, you can write us at Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. Again, our address is Moments of Inspiration, P.O. Box 653, Ballinger, Texas, 76821. You may also contact us by email, moiradio@sbcglobal.net. Once again, our website is momentsofinspiration.org, where you will find more information about our ministry. Please join us next week for Moments of Inspiration. Moments is produced at KRUN 1400 AM in Ballinger, Texas.
In the light.